This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Over 2 years, I watched my father die. And watching my father at the ripe old age of 84, 85, taking quite a long time to die, was something that had a very major impact on me as a person. Because in a sense, you are looking at yourself, or possibly you're looking at how you might be when you're that age. And I mentioned in the previous videos that one of the things that we fail to do is we fail to look at our future selves as being us. We almost look at our future self as a different person. So seeing my father die, and dying quite slowly, was making me take a very, very big look at myself. And I was thinking, although my father, pretty much like me, very athletic, loved sports, loved outdoor activities, very keen tennis player. Even his doctor used to tell him for his age he was super fit. However, my dad was, since I've known him, pretty much overweight. And that's something I shared with him as well. And I realized that at least quite a few of the problems that he had was because of that. So I realized that I didn't want to find myself in that situation. I didn't want my body to suffer the same way that his body was suffering because of an issue of being overweight. So I realized it was something that I needed to do. I needed to do something about it. So I had the motivation. I was actually really highly motivated, like I know a lot of you are. A lot of you, you know there's things you need to fix in your life. You know there's things you need to do, you want to do, things you want to change. You're motivated from a point of view that you know it's something you need in your life. But when it actually comes to doing it, somehow that motivation is not enough. Because when you reach the hurdle of temptation, when you reach that wall of temptation, when you're confronted by the thing that you need to change in order to reach your long-term goal, you give up because you don't have the skill set. You don't know how to overcome that hurdle, climb that wall, resist that temptation. And that is when I, you know, through the mercy of Allah, I also began to study and research and find out about this topic of willpower. And as I've mentioned before in the other videos, willpower is really a set of strategies. It's a set of strategies that you deploy in order to be able to overcome those short-term, those immediate temptations in order to be able to reach those long-term goals. So I started to apply those strategies and I found, alhamdulillah, like it worked wonders in my life. And I lost a lot of weight and alhamdulillah, over a year, more than a year later, I've still kept it off. And although like in everything you have ups and downs, but actually part of the strategies that you learn is how to cope with those ups and downs. You learn that, for example, don't allow a setback to be a reset. Don't let allow the fact that, you know, you've made a mistake. Don't let that be the means for you to give up altogether. How do you deal with that? Why do we think like that? All of these things are really, really important components of the strategies that I've learned and that you really need to take the time to learn as well. If you have goals that you want to reach, if you have things that you want to achieve and you just haven't been able to do it, or if you've got bad habits that you want to break and you have temptations that you want to overcome, I've got something really, really special for you. So make sure that you keep an eye out on your emails.